On Thursday's Farm Talk, I visited with Endon Director Daryl Richeson.
We're talking about the summer forecast. It looked like things are shaping up to be what would be below level precipitation and above normal temperature. But now I'm wondering if that's going to happen.
Oh, it's early June. No one knows the future, and I do my best, but there are so many things happening right now across the Northern Hemisphere that a certain area that just might get underneath the right thunderstorm will end up wetter than average this summer. Mm-hmm. But there's just, to me, so many reasons why it's going to be a drier than average summer, not only locally, but throughout much of the Midwest. Yeah. But you have to remember that doesn't mean it's not going to rain. You know, we average over 4 inches of rain this month. It's by far our wettest month of the season. So if we got 3 inches of rain this month, which would be, in some areas, once crops go, would be very beneficial, that's still only 70% of average. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you go after that. You know, so, again, I would, and by above average, I really don't think it's going to be like a super hot summer, but I think we might finish the summer 1 degree, you know, above average, which would be a little bit warmer than last year. So, you know, we'll find out on September 1st, but I just think June, July, and August will finish below average rainfall across much of the area. And actually, the indicators to me are just increasing. That increases my confidence. I was talking to a farmer this morning who's pretty sharp on a lot of parameters out there, and he goes, man, I am just really worried that this summer it's going to be just too dry for me to get the yields I want. And I go, I understand what you're saying, you know, and he gave his reasons, which are some of the same reasons I have. So we'll see what happens. It's one of those things. I hope the summer's perfect and I'm wrong and we have the best year ever.
But that's what exactly what he's saying is what people are thinking. So, and to be honest with you, up to this point, we've been pleasantly surprised that it hasn't been quite to the extreme of anything as of yet. It's not perfect in every world, but actually we've gotten some pretty decent rainfalls, maybe not in the last week, but some pretty decent rainfalls to take away some of the dryness, the drought conditions we've had. So that's great, but you get about a week of 90-degree weather, and that's out the window again. So that we need to get
very quickly rain. And that I don't think is going to happen anytime soon, but, you know, we usually get, you know, those stretches after Independence Day. But, you know, June is always the month in many ways that makes or breaks us. If you're below average in June, you know, say you even get the 3 instead of the 4, you know, mm-hmm. July and August, historically, you get far more evaporation potential than rainfall. So even if you're average those months, you know, you need to get a little bit more than that. So, I'm still leaning to the way that I said it. And, again, things that are happening globally right now and in the oceans just seem to indicate – what I said will come true. But again, I will emphasize, it doesn't mean nothing. You know, this weekend we're going to get something. Next week there's a couple of disturbances coming through. I mean, this is also our peak severe storm season in June. We get most of our severe weather this month. So I'm sure there will still be some active periods with thunderstorms and, you know, little damage. Yeah. I mean, that's always pretty typical here in June when we get into our severe storm season.
You can predict severe storms. You just don't know how much rain you're going to get. You know they're going to happen, but they're not in the overall. You just don't know when that's
right. And you tend to be, you know, you get an inch and a half, but your other, you know, the other, you know, say that quarter section you farm 2 miles away, you know, got nothing. You know, it is that time of year. We tend not to get widespread rains unless you get a very big complex of severe weather. And like a big squall line that comes on through. But even then, you'll get varying amounts of rain through that.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.